to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome to Mission Watch Live, another Messiah's Branch National Satellite Radio Program. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is August 27, 2015. With Mission Watch Live, we are warning the world as it happens. Excuse me. If you need help with anything, my call notes got messed up. But anyway, if you need anything, help with anything after this program, please call me. If you need prayer, you can call me for that also. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. In an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find updates of the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing list at our address, which is at our blog, which is simply prophecyhour.com. Prophecyhour.com. Our program archives can also be found at prophecyhour.com and branch.podomatic.com. Both are very smartphone friendly. In fact, at branch.podomatic.com, they have apps so that you can download to your smartphone, whether it's an iPhone or just a Droid. You can download those apps and have them and use them. But you don't even need an app. You can just go to their website and hit play. Or if you choose to, you can right-click on the thing or whatever. It says download. You can download it to your cell phone or your computer or whatever. And a lot of people are listening live, like right now, or listening on satellite radio or listen to live streaming on the Internet. So there's many ways that you can listen. You can find out all that information at prophecyhour.com. You can also, like I said, find archives that will date back many, many, many years, almost to the first start of radio. So go back and check out the archives. I strongly suggest you do that. Now a prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not my will, nor my guest's will. So please, Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, let things go as you want it to go tonight. Anyway, we're trying to get a hold of our guest right now. He might have got mixed up. It looks like he may have got mixed up. And so I'm going to have the host go for, or the director, producer, put on a commercial while I try to reach him by, oh, okay, well, he's here now. Okay. Well, tonight's guest is a chartered financial analyst and a certified public accountant. Benjamin Baruch was managing institutional investment portfolios in the 1990s when he began praying and asking the Lord to show him the end of the matter regarding the stock market. After a year of prayer, the Lord answered him, but rather than revealing the future of the stock market, the Lord showed him the literal judgment which is coming upon America. You know, doesn't the Father have such a sense of humor? You got to watch what you pray for, because he will give you an answer. It's not always the answer that you want, as in this case. Benjamin released his first book, The Day of the Lord is at Hand, in 1998, which reveals the plans of the enemy and about what is to come on America. Right now, The Day of the Lord has been published, and there's a seventh edition out for 2015. If you haven't read it, you need to get the book. The Day of the Lord, seventh edition, contains a megaton of truth about what is coming upon America, including details regarding the Star of Bethlehem, which is now returned in the heavens. In 2015, Benjamin published a new series called Search the Scriptures. It's a powerful word designed to bring victory to the lives of God people. And most of my regular listeners, you know that we've been talking to him about those. But we're going to talk to him about something different tonight. Ben's says that today's believer doesn't need more information on what is coming as much as they need insight on how to be an overcomer in this hour. Tonight is back on with us. She talked about yet another new book. This new book is called The New Tactics of Global War. Folks, I truly believe that Benjamin has written these books for such a time as this. They're powerful. I strongly suggest you get copies and share with all your family and friends, as these books will prepare them for what is coming. And I will add much more to that very soon. So anyway, welcome now, Benjamin Baruch. Are you there with me, Benjamin?
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Well, for a moment, pretty good, but for a moment, I didn't think we was going to get you. Did you get the time mixed up, or we just called
well,
early?
I thought it was 5 o'clock my time, not 5 o'clock Central, so I was expecting to be on in 2 hours. That's not a problem, but I'm actually speaking to you from the phone that's in my kitchen, and if it's possible, could your producer call me right back in like 1 minute and let me move to my office? Yeah.
Sure.
Give me 60 seconds.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Go ahead and hang up. Frank, I'm producer. I'm sure that you call, that you have heard that. Anyway, it's going to be a real interesting subject with tonight, with all the different things that are coming on this next month. And Benjamin has some insight into that. And also, this new book, New Tactics of Global War. So we'll see what is in store for us. And folks, also, I want to point out to you that you can go to prophecyhour.com. We have some really interesting articles that I've been publishing over there this last week that have to do with, there's some mystics, some rabbis that are in Israel. Now listen, I always figured that it would be a revival over there, would be a sign of it, would be one of the signs of the end times. And so what we're seeing over there, though, is some rabbis that are having dreams and visions and about the coming Messiah. So you really need to get that. Anyway, let's see here, where's that? Frank, I don't know if you're hearing me, but did you call Ben back yet? Anyway, so there's some really interesting things over there at prophecyhour.com, and I really strongly suggest that you go over and do that. And while we're still waiting for Frank to call Ben back, I guess we'll talk about it a little bit. I bet he's typing me, but he's back now. So you're back with us, Ben.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, we got you now. And I was just telling the folks about a couple of things. One of the things I was telling them about, that I don't know, have you ever seen, there's a new people that are doing this, it's called Israeli Breaking News, and they have been putting out some fantastic articles, and they had a recent article that was out about a Jewish rabbi and about having mystical dreams from Elijah and talking about things about to happen. And I was pointing them to my website to find it. But anyway, we didn't come on to talk about that. We came on to talk to you about your new book. Where did you find the time for another new book?
That's a really good question, Dan.
I'm here.
You know, we've been working very hard, basically. And I've got help on this one. I'm co-authoring the book with Jeffrey Nyquist, who's probably, if our listeners don't know Jeffrey Nyquist, go ahead and Google him and go to his website, jrnyquist.com. He is one of the leading experts in the United States on really the Soviet Union, the history of what's happened in the former Soviet Union, the collapse of the Warsaw Pact, and the reality of the supposed reform of our new allies, Russia and China. And Jeff is very well recognized internationally. His works are published in German and in other foreign languages within the former Warsaw Pact countries. This man is a scholar and a leading expert on the subject, and you know, I've been close friends with him for about 15 years, and so I've had the pleasure of reading all of his prior works. And he gave me a reading list of all of the books that are published by the leading defectors that came out of the former Soviet military or out of what was the KGB that is today called the FSB, outlining in detail the strategy with which the communists, the enemies of the West, have basically put America to sleep. You know, many Americans today have greater trust in Vladimir Putin than they do Barack Obama, which shows you the power of their propaganda. Because Vladimir Putin is no friend of America. Although Russia is trying to stage themselves as the country that is the defender of Christianity. You know, they've taken a hard line against a number of things that are abominations in Scripture. You know, homosexuality is illegal in Russia. And so Russia is really trying to win a propaganda war before they start the hot war that is coming. And, you know, Dan, we're looking at a world war. In the book of Revelation, we were told that a red horse would ride after the white horse. And the red horse would bring war to the earth. It would come with a great sword, and it would take peace from the earth. And immediately following the red horse of world war, a black horse of global depression, economic collapse would follow the red horse of war. And they actually come together as a red and black judgment upon the earth. First the red horse, but it's going to be fast. And then the black horse immediately in its footsteps. So this book, The New Tactics of Global War, is designed to explain to the American people, and also particularly to the American church, the objective reality of what is taking place on the ground. You know, and we make reference at different points to the prophetic significance of this information, but 99% of the information that's contained in this book is real-world strategic and operational information regarding the exact plans and the current status of our enemies.
Let me jump in here for a minute. Number one, I know Jeffrey Nyquist. I know Nyquist pretty well. I used to know him. I've had him on my radio program several times. And he is the go-to guy if you want to know anything about the Soviet Union as far as anything about a military equipment, what they have, what they don't have, what they're doing, what they're not doing, underground shelters, all that. He is the brain to go, and I call him the brain to go to that. Number two, something about Vladimir Putin that you didn't bring up, but I'm going to bring up for the people in my research and what I found out, that, you know, a lot of people don't understand what the religion of Russia is. You know, the religion of Russia is mostly Orthodox Christians. When you say that they don't, they outlaw homosexuality, they outlaw it because they believe or know that it's wrong. A lot of the laws that they pass in the Soviet Union are due because they believe they're either moral or non-moral. They also believe that every one of their leaders was divinely appointed. And so they believe that Putin is divinely appointed, and they do have a religious belief that believes that they should basically, that they should rule the world because they are not corrupt in their religion as the Americas are and the others. And that's what he keeps pointing to. He says America's corrupt for this reason, that reason, and others. So if and when they do attack America, they will do it out of the heart that they're not doing it for evil purposes, but they're doing it because they believe they're doing what? They believe that they're doing God a service, because they believe that they are righteous, and they believe that they are Christian righteous. Back to you.
Well, that is certainly the PR campaign that they've been running. And, you know, the official religion of the Soviet Union was atheism. They tolerate the Christian church, provided it doesn't challenge the political power of the state. It's more tolerant than communist China. But if you look at the history of the men that have ruled the Soviet Union, you find some of the greatest mass murderers in the history of humanity. Nevertheless, there are Christians in Russia, and the United States is corrupt. But then again, so is the Communist Party, Soviet Union. This is a mafia that is in possession of nuclear weapons.
Right.
They also understand, Dan, that if you're going to rule as a government over a people, a significant percentage of the population must believe in the legitimacy of the government.
Yeah, amen.
And if a government loses its legitimacy in the eyes of its people, it cannot remain in power. If 99% of the population views the government as basically a bunch of corrupt liars who are serving an interest other than the people, it won't be long before the people are opposing that government in whatever means they have available. And so, you know, all of the tyrannical governments of the world want to view themselves, they want to present themselves both to the world as well as to their own people as some form of a benevolent government that's always fighting for good.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm not by any means saying that they aren't evil. I'm telling you what their mindset is, and then you, as well as I do, know that what people will do in the name of religion. And for the record, folks, Orthodox Christianity in Russia is the largest religion, with 75% of the population belonging to the Orthodox Christian Church. Yeah, I did just do a study on this, and so the facts that I'm giving you are correct, except that here's the point. It's like Ben saying they're evil. Yeah, they are. Does Putin really, really believe in God? Well, I don't know. But whatever form that he does believe in is not right. But you know, understand what I'm saying, Ben. It's not right, but he can still have the belief.
Well, Adolf Hitler presented himself as a Christian to the German people. And one of the Nazi slogans was, "By resisting the Jew, I serve the Lord."
Yeah,
so,
amen.
You know, all of these governments, I mean, many have come in the name of the Lord to deceive many. Adolf Hitler came as a Christian to defend the German people. And so, you know, I mean, even Satan appears as an angel of light, Dan.
Amen. And the scripture says that when they, in that time when they are killing you, they think they do God a service. They don't say they think they're doing Satan a service. They think that they're doing God a service. And so there's my point.
Does ISIS. I mean, the lunatics in ISIS, which, by the way, if you can accept this fact, which is not commonly known, the FSB, which is the former KGB, has actually been involved in recruiting troops for ISIS out of the former Soviet Union. So, you know, don't forget that the Russians have supported Assad's regime in Syria. They support Iran, which is developing nuclear weapons that is intent on annihilating Israel. So, you know, to think for a minute that these are benevolent tyrants is clearly the Russian people are not the Russian government.
Okay,
but anyway,
I'm not. Let's just to clear the air. I'm not saying that they're benevolent. What I am saying is they think that they are. There's a difference between that, my brother.
And that is part, and based on my study and Jeffrey's study over many decades, that's part of the propaganda picture that the sociopathic mass murderers who are behind the Communist Party, and let's not forget, the Communist Revolution was supported by the Illuminati.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you don't rise to power in the Mafia by being a good Christian. You don't rise to power in the Soviet Union Communist Party by being a believer. And these guys are hardcore. You know, the Russian bear is picked. the Russian bear, Dan, is pictured in Daniel chapter 7 as one of the beasts that rises up out of the sea at the time of the end. So,
yeah, absolutely.
In any event,
I'm not in disagreement.
You know, the propaganda capabilities of these various governments is so profound that much of the American church has been deceived by the propaganda in the West, and some of them are being deceived by the propaganda coming out of the East. You know, but all men are liars. You know, only the Word of God is the truth. And the whole world lies in the hands of the evil one. And so, too, do these institutions of men, including these, you know, huge bureaucratic churches. I mean, what do you think of the Pope coming to Americans at the end of September? You know, this is an amazing time, Dan, and we are about to see...
There's another one of those evil characters that proclaim to be good. The timing of that with the feast and with everything going on, the Shemitah and all that hit in September, do you think there's actually going to be a fall through in September? Or do you think that CERN's going to do something? Do you think we're going to see something this September? I guess is the bottom line. What do you think?
Yeah, no doubt that the world is changing. I believe a door is opening in September. I believe, you know, regardless of what event occurs or doesn't occur, you know, if something happens in September, I won't be surprised. And if it doesn't, and, you know, something huge happens in October or even next spring, it's not going to really matter. The world is rushing towards the judgment of God. And the people are, for the most part, not ready. You know, most of the people that are awake, and it's only a small percentage of the Christian church that even realizes the day of the Lord is upon us.
Yeah,
but even within that small remnant that's awake, Dan, I would have to say, based on my exposure, and I've met thousands and thousands of remnant believers, virtually all of us are not really ready spiritually for what is about to happen. People may have prepared in the natural. I don't think a lot of people are actually prepared spiritually. Although, you know, people would argue with me, I'm sure, you know. They argued with Jeremiah, and they said, well, we are the descendants of Abraham, and we have the temple of the Lord. And Jeremiah said to the people, do not trust in lying words. And yet the people, Dan, the people did not know they were lying, because they had already lied to themselves. So successfully, they now believed in the lie. And so, you know, in reality, and it's not going to make me very popular with the church in America, but that's the condition of many. You know, people have believed in lies that they now defend as truth, and they've placed their faith in deception. And because they have faith in their lies, they defend it as if it's a religious truth. And so we're in for some really big surprises in the days ahead. And the Lord has this whole thing under control.
I got to break in. We only like about 30 seconds from break time, so why don't you give your address and come back, and we'll hear what else you got to say.
Well, people can reach me at BenjaminBaruch.net. My name, Benjamin Baruch, BARUCH.net. Or if you want to find my books, just go on Amazon.com and type in Benjamin Baruch, and you'll find the works the Lord commissioned me to do.
All right, folks, we'll be back with Ben in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back. Food prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com. Or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
We are back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Mission Watch Live on American Voice Radio Network. Remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. Support us so we can care for the people that the Father sends us. We get no help from any organized churches or government agencies. You know, we're just the strange people down the block that, you know, we're messianic and we feed those poor people. But yeah, those people down there are doing a good job, but support us? No, we get no help from any organized churches or government agencies. We're only folks like you that have supported us. For now, we're in our 16th year that makes this mission church work. So why do so many people come for us? For help? Well, love, that's the first answer. They're treated as family. They're given a relationship. Second, beyond that, we don't have any guidelines like programs. People walk in the door. They don't fill out any paperwork. And unless they want to tell me specifically, I don't even ask their name. They'll tell me their name when the time it is they want to communicate. Otherwise, they come in and relax. And during that period of time that they're there, they get fed, they get clothed, first aid if they need it. You know, they get witnessed to if they make the approach first. So there's so many, many things that we do for them. And this is why the agencies tell their employees about the Father's Little Mission Church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send people to us. People who have, think about that. People who have millions of dollars in their budget send people to a place that really has no budget. We are the last hope for so many. We are responsible to care one for another, as we are our brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, help. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. You can donate online or mail a check or money order, and you can find all of that information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Or you can simply call me at 620-878-4682. And now we're back with Benjamin Baruch. If he hasn't bailed out on me, he's still there with me, Ben.
Hey, Dan. Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, let me just say one minor thing and get this started. Absolutely. You know, folks, Russia is that when we talk about ISIS, somebody has to be getting them weapons, Russia. You talk about Syria, somebody has to be in partners getting them weapons, Russia. That list goes on. Russia is arming those people that will come together for that attack on Israel in Armageddon. And so Russia is not, no matter whether they're Orthodox Christian, part of them or whatever, that does not make them righteous. They may think that they are, but what they do in the name of righteousness is actually saintness. Anyway, you're really partnered up with somebody that really knows his stuff there with J.R. Nyquist.
Yeah, Jeff is clearly one of the most brilliant men that I've ever had the pleasure of working with, and his knowledge and level of expertise is incredible on this subject. And I'm really looking forward to this book. We are in rough draft form right now. We are putting together a pre-marketing piece to present basically an introduction to the subject, but the actual book probably won't be done till the end of September. You know, and Dan, the purpose for the book, and it was my idea that we collaborate on this work, is really to provide the church and the remnant in particular with the information to really make it very obvious, to explain the obvious reality that America, which is pictured in the prophetic writings as the daughter of Babylon, in fact can be judged in 1 hour. because most Americans are walking around, you know, for the most part, they don't really know much about what's happening in the real world because their level of information is limited to the propaganda that comes across mainstream news in the U.S. And, you know, the American media is controlled by a handful of corporations. And, you know, if people want to understand the details behind what happened to the free press in America and how the truth and objective journalism died in this country, I would direct them to the newswithviews.com website. And I've published a series of articles, one of which is entitled Into a Dark Night, The End of Objective Journalism and the Rise of the Corporate Media State. And, you know, it's a detailed analysis of how objective journalism, which was a profession dedicated to revealing and discovering the truth, turned into basically a vehicle for the furtherance of the corporate media state's propaganda objective. And the most amazing thing about this death of the truth that has occurred in the West is the majority of the people still believe they are watching news that is representative of truth, which is a testimony to the power of the propaganda. Because the average person assumes they're being informed instead of brainwashed. And so, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due. These propaganda systems were developed over many decades of careful study of the human personality, human emotion, and human behavioral and human thought processes, and you know, the technology, the sophisticated arts of brainwashing have evolved to a level where there is a method of speech, which a number of our elected leaders employ, that is called conversational hypnosis. And the very speeches that are given by these elite that are, you know, running our country actually operate on a subconscious level to implant brainwashing information into the minds of the people. And so, you know, here we are, you know, we're well past 1984. We're knocking on the door of the rise of the New World Order of the Antichrist, and the majority of the people can't even see what's right before their eyes. And, you know, that didn't happen by accident. It happened by design. You know, the dragon is the beast that deceives the whole earth. And, you know, don't think for a minute that Satan and his cohorts aren't super intelligent beings, because they are. You know, and this system that's been organized against the church and against humanity has a super intelligence. And the only way that we're going to really oppose it and overcome it is through the power of the Spirit of God. You know, through our own knowledge of good and evil, through our own mind, you know, we're not going to wade through this propaganda minefield that's been created. And, right, you know, what we end up with is people arguing over all of these peripheral issues that are put forth as the news and the agenda of the day. And in reality, these are meaningless issues. And yet, you know, that's where the American debate exists today. It's, you know, it's do you want the blue-flavored ice cream? Do you want blueberry or do you want raspberry? But it's the same ice cream store.
Yeah, it's still ice cream, and the government owns the ice cream store, you know.
Well, the corporations that own the government would be a little more precise, but yes, exactly.
Yeah, I didn't say that because, you know, that's above some people's grade level, you know what I mean? And there is the point. Here's something I wanted to say. You know, you were talking about the American people, you know, and where they were spiritually ready for this or not. I do know in the Middle East, I interview people that have been to the Middle East and witnessed with Muslims and different people, and they are literally, I'm not going to go into the story, but they're literally being risen from the dead over there. Their faith is so strong in the places where ISIS have wiped them out, and new people coming to Christ. That kind of faith is the faith that we need in America. But America says we have no need of God, basically, the American church. That's what they're saying. And so, correct me if I'm wrong in this, Ben. So what I believe is that the Father is going to put a great judgment and tribulation on America so he can get the people that he loves back to call out for him. What do you think?
There's no question that when the Lord's judgments are in the earth, the people shall learn righteousness. You know, because when everything is going fine, when, you know, the people of God are walking in compromise, but they don't realize that they've compromised, you know, they think everything is fine, and they're prospering, you know, that game of hiding our sin is working out for us. We don't have ears that are open to listen to the correction of the Lord. It's not until the Lord brings the rod of discipline, which is His judgment, His correction. And God's judgment is not to destroy, but to turn the people back to the truth. And so, yeah, absolutely. What's coming is to wake us up and to turn our heads around, and it most certainly will accomplish its purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. 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 And look at it. You know, what do you think? Do you think that America, I mean, looking out and seeing all the, you know, the gay things and the abortion and things and, you know, America going ho-hum, do you think that if they, how can Christians look at all that without being extremely angry and upset and crying? I mean, it seems like the church just, you know, okay, no big deal. What do you think?
Well, I think the church is asleep spiritually. I think the church is in a high degree of compromise within their own spiritual life. You know, the church is very much like the world and is not a separate, holy, called out, chosen people, but rather is really just a big mixed multitude. There are scores of people that attend church that are not born again, and what comes out of most of the pulpits in America is basically a form of Christian disinformation designed to deceive the people. Satan preaches in a number of pulpits, and most of the people don't know the Word of God or have the discerning gift of the Holy Spirit to even know the difference. And so the true sheep are starving for the true Word of God, and the goats that have come among us are encouraged and they're comforted in their deception by the lying words that are coming out of the pulpits in America. And this is a very grave hour. And, you know, and out of the wilderness comes the truth of God. But, you know, the truth is not very many people even have the time. Everybody's too busy chasing the cheese, running on the hamster wheel, you know, chasing the illusion, looking for those things that are going to please us, dealing, you know, and seeking after the cares of the flesh. And, you know, it's not until God stops that whole program that people are even going to have the time to look up and realize, you know, we have really fallen from the truth in this country. I mean, we are now being confronted in the news with the reality that Planned Parenthood is chopping up the bodies of aborted babies and selling the body parts. Now, I watched a news program the other night that was showing in Iraq, in the areas which ISIS controls, one of their leaders, who they call the butcher, is chopping up the hands and the feet of young men who refuse to join the ISIS army. They're having a foot chopped off and a hand chopped off. And it's absolutely horrible. And to watch this barbarism as they chop up people who refuse to join the insanity of their jihad mindset. But yet here in the West, we're watching on the news, they're chopping up the babies. Some of them are dead. Some of them survived the abortion. Their hearts are still beating outside of the womb, and they're extracting the brain and the organs for the money that they can make. And the only difference is we don't see the actual chopping on the block on the evening news. But this is horrible what's happening. I mean, God has unveiled the wickedness of this current generation. I mean, what goes beyond cutting up babies for money?
Well, let me ask you, so really, now in reality, you and I see that, and I know there's a lot of other believers out there that see that, but, you know, how long do you think our Father's going to tolerate that? Because He's never tolerated the slaughter of children. How long do you think He's going to have patience for America?
Well, you know, I wouldn't know unless the Lord told me.
Yeah.
Because
amen.
God's patience is a lot greater than mine. You know, if it were my decision, Dan, it would already be over. Because this goes well beyond anything I could, you know, even think to endure. But the Lord is obviously focused on saving His remnant, and He's not going to release the judgment until the remnant is ready. But quite candidly, based on what the Lord told me last year, I firmly believe this process, that the next wave of the judgment of God upon America is going to begin this fall, following the end of summer, you know, and exactly what events will occur. You know, will there be a suitcase atomic bomb detonating in Manhattan? Perhaps, you know, at some point, yes. Will that occur, you know, early into the fall or sometime next year? You know, I don't know the sequence of events. The Lord hasn't revealed that to me. But I do know the judgment sequence itself, Dan, is outlined in Ezekiel chapter 14. The first judgment is on the economy, the breaking of the staff of bread. That occurred 7 years ago in the fall of 2008. Here we are 7 years later, the second judgment on the very people who are walking in compromise. That is what is about to begin. How fast will it come? How severe will it be at the beginning? And how quickly will it touch virtually all of our lives? That I don't know. But, you know, this would be a good time to, like, pay attention, because we are seriously running out of time. And, you know, quite candidly, most of the watchmen that are out there, Dan, there's a lot of people blowing the trumpet and trying to warn the nation, but they're bringing a warning of what's coming. You know, we really need to hear what we need to do about it.
Yeah,
and
amen.
Quite candidly, it's in the Bible what we should do.
Amen. I agree. And that's why I, not to, to sell a book for you, but this, this series of books that you put out, you know, they remind me of the book, you know, when the first time I read the book of Proverbs, you know, I went, oh, ah, you know what I mean? It hit me in so many places, you know, about, I had to put it down. And then I remember when I made the women at church do a Bible study with it, and they did the same thing. And I made them write what they, you know, felt. Point is, though, but your books do that, that new series. So go back to that series a little bit and brush them up on that. So, because I'd really like to see the people get them, because that is what they need, is that kind of talking to, because they're not getting it from the pulpit.
No, they're not. The books you're referring to are the Search the Scripture series, and the first book is called Out of the Darkness. You know, and quite candidly, Dan, I would encourage your listeners to go to my website, BenjaminBrook.net, or go to Amazon.com and look for the book Out of the Darkness, which is the first volume of the Search the Scriptures series, and go and read the reviews that are on the Amazon page, or I reprinted some of them on my website, BenjaminBrook.net. Dan, people are writing things like, this book changed my life. This is the most powerful book I've ever read in 35 years of being a Christian. This, you know, people wrote things like, thank you, Lord. What a gift from God. So, you know, this work did come forth by the breath of the Holy Spirit. It was, the purpose of this work is to equip the remnant. But, you know, at the same time, I never really feel comfortable trying to, you know, promote this book. People get the impression that, you know, I'm doing this for the money. Well, if you buy the book in Kindle form, you know, my royalty won't buy a cup of coffee. And quite candidly, at this point this year, I've had about 1,000, maybe 1,500 books have gone out. It hasn't covered even a third of the cost of producing these books. So, you know, I've never made a profit. Quite candidly, Dan, I would prefer to stop writing these works altogether and, you know, go back and do my tent-making business, which is a legitimate business, and I'm a good tent-maker. But the Lord demanded that I do this work for Him. I don't think it'll ever earn a profit. That was not the reason. But also, quite candidly, I don't believe a single listener to this program has ever bought a book, because there's absolutely no sales activity after I do a Messiah's Branch program. So, I mean, I know we're on the radio, I think, and clearly a lot of people listen on the internet, and, you know, that's fine. People don't have time to read, they don't have time to pray, they don't have time to do anything but chase the cheese. But the cheese is leaving, and we're going to find we were now the ones who are trapped in the mouse trap. And so, you know, I don't really, you know, I don't have an agenda to try to promote myself. We've, We've been working very hard for a very long time, trying to bring a word that would set the remnant free. This book, Out of the Darkness, is designed to deliver you from the deceptions of Satan that the enemy was able to insert into your personality. And these are the things that are keeping you out of the presence of God. They're keeping you out of the fullness of the anointing. And they're keeping you out of the remnant. They're keeping you out of the secret hiding place. And you can't just quote Psalm 91. You know, the charismatic church has fallen into delusion. They're walking in fantasy. People are walking around saying, well, I'm just trusting the Lord, but they're not obeying the Lord. Now, how do those two work together? And then people are claiming Psalm 91. You do not get to claim Psalm 91. Either it is real or it is not. And most people are going to find out when the fire comes, the faith they had was in a fantasy. They had faith in their pretense, and they were calling it their Christianity. But God's calling us to come out of the lies and to come out of the darkness. And that's what Out of the Darkness is all about. Coming out of the pretending. Coming out of the deception. Coming out of the pride. Coming out of the denial. And you're not going to hear this preached anywhere. And, you know, for the remnant, praise God, the Lord's using this work. He's using this work to accomplish His purpose. You know, for the rest, it's a judgment word that's come forth. Right. You know, and the fact that people don't have the time, fine. You'll find the time later when the judgment hits.
Yeah, absolutely. And for the record, we do have a broad audience. We're on satellite, and we're also on some FM stations, as well we're simulcast on the net. Yeah, we are. We do have a huge audience, and I'm really surprised that, and it's not like it's a costly book that, that people haven't made a surge. I know some people have surely bought it, but this is a book that everybody ought to buy. For as small as it is, in cost, the book's not small by any means in the sense of what it delivers to you, but it's something that you need to, you can physically hold in your hand, you can read it, you can pass it to a loved one who isn't spiritually correct, and it will help, you know. And so, you know, I don't know, I don't have the answer, to that. I do know a lot of people hear you, and I don't know what to say there, brother.
I think that we're hearers of the word and not doers. You know, the Lord came to my house in the late 1970s, and He asked me to pray for the babies that were being murdered in America. And today, they're chopping them up and selling the parts, which is even more horrible. But the murder of babies is evil enough. And I said to the Lord, why don't you just ask your church to pray? And the Lord said to me, I've asked my church to pray, and they won't pray. So, you know, the church has had a long history of just blowing off the commandments of God, doing what's ever right in their own eyes, and then rationalizing all of it as they're just trusting the Lord. But this is an absolute deception. This is a strong delusion that's come down. And, you know, we can either wake up by prayerfully seeking God, by, you know, entering into the solemn assemblies that we were commanded to join into in the book of Joel, beginning fasting and praying and, you know, seeking the Lord to open our eyes to our sin, that we could return to Him with all of our hearts. Or we can keep playing the game of American Christianity, and we can let the Lord do this work in us Himself through the fire that's coming. But if we belong to the Lord, we're going to be cleaned up one way or another. And, you know, many among us are going to find out on that day they didn't really even belong to the Lord. Because Jesus said, many will seek to enter through the wide gate, the wide road, and they will not be allowed. Only few will find their way through the narrow door. And that word for many, it's polis in the Greek, and it means the vast majority. You could translate it to mean virtually all of them. Only a remnant is being saved. And so, you know, praise God, it's to the remnant that this word went out. And, you know, to the goats who really don't belong to the Lord, they have no purpose in listening anyway. They should probably turn off the program.
Yeah. I don't know. They need to be doers, and folks, you do need to be doers. Anyway, Ben, I really appreciate you being on. When is this book going to be out anyway?
New Tactics of Global Warfare will be out right around the end of September, beginning of October. And this is a book for people, you know, it's not written for believers, although we do address the biblical prophecy impact of what's coming. It's primarily a book on the strategy and the deception and the propaganda and the disinformation that's coming out of the communist camp, the threat that the communist and Arab terrorist alliance represents against the West, against Israel, and against America in particular, and operationally, strategically, how they're going to order the events of World War III. We're going to give you the play-by-play of their battle plan that includes a whole series of disinformation events, a series of shadow events that are not going to be directly connected to the beginning of World War, but you're going to see these occur. And, you know, we wanted to brief people on exactly what to look for in the time that's ahead of us so that they would know that the war is imminent. But second, so that you also could have something to share with people who've heard the warning message but cannot believe that in 1 hour the great Babylon America could burn. We're going to explain to you precisely how it burns in less than an hour. And to be quite candid, I think it's probably going to burn in about 40 minutes. The fire will start within 2 minutes, and it'll be pretty much completely consumed in about 40 to 45 minutes. So when the scripture said in 1 hour, you know, that was actually rounding up a little bit. This thing's going to be over so fast, people aren't going to know what hit them.
I can't wait to read the book. You're an excellent author, and Jeff Nyquist, you know, I've listened to his stuff, read his stuff, interviewed him. He's dynamite.
Oh, he's the best.
Well, yeah, I got to go. Give him your website, and I got to tell you goodbye because I'm out of time.
God bless you. It's BenjaminBroop.net or JRNyquist.com, and we'll talk to you guys soon. God bless all of you. Go in peace, and, you know, pray and fast this coming day, this season of fall, people, because this thing's really here. God bless you.
Okay, got to go. Folks, remember, pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We're at the very end of the month, and also radio airtime's coming due, so pray about it. Always, always, always be a blessing to others. Remember, there is only one God, and that's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your soul. Then love your neighbor as yourself. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return. Lord our God, Father King Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.